Coming up, it's lightning fill in the blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT, if that's 1-888-924-8924. You can also go to our website at waitwait.npr.org, where you can find out about attending our live shows, most weeks back at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago. Or if you prefer to get your entertainment at home, you can check out cat videos on our blog. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, it's Laura. I'm in Kodiak, Alaska.
Hey, Kodiak, Alaska?
That's right.
Gosh, we get a few callers from Alaska. How are things there?
Getting to be winter.
What do you do there?
I'm a chiropractor.
You're a chiropractor?
I am.
Is there much call for chiropractic in Alaska?
There is, actually.
People get hurt.
I work in the biggest fishing harbor in Alaska. So there's a big fishing industry here, and then all of the industries that support them.
Yes, and all those fish have spines that need to be aligned. Laura, welcome to the show. Carl Castle is going to read you three limericks all about weddings with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly, and two of the limericks will be a winner. Ready to play?
Let's go.
All right, here's your first limerick.
Some brides make inflated requests of us bridesmaids far more than the guests. We get sent to the spa and are handed a bra and are told to all get matching...
dress.
Say that again?
Dress.
Dresses?
Dresses.
Well, I'm sure they often get that request, but we would probably not go and write a limerick about it.
Oh, this is,
yes, breasts. That's right, breasts. There's no point putting matching dresses on bridesmaids if the bridesmaids themselves don't match, right? So how about some plastic surgery, Botox, and boob jobs for the latest bridal shower events? With one Beverly Hills surgeon saying his business has gone up by 40% since he started offering bridal beauty buffets, which bridesmaids come in as a group to get brows smoothed, fat suctioned off, replaced elsewhere. Best part is, if you have a falling out with any one of your bridesmaids, you'll have a choice of identical people to replace her. Here's your next limerick.
It's a bad choice, love, my new wife groans. Is that under my thumb, he intones? No, I don't think that Mick gives our wedding a kick. Don't waste £5 million on the...
Mick?
Mick.
Somebody named Mick?
Ah.
Groans, stones.
Don't.
I could give it to you. I already kind of did. Did you?
Oh, please give
us... Hold on. What did you say?
I said phones.
You didn't say phones, no. No, the answer is stones, as in the Rolling Stones.
Mick.
Mick. The world's greatest rock and roll band, registered trademark, doesn't want you to know they're available to do weddings until you have the $10 million on hand to pay them for it. But if you're in a budget and you don't really want your first dance as a couple to be I Can't Get No Satisfaction... $2 million will get you Amy Winehouse. It's true, although with that booking,
$2 million.
Although with that booking, there can be hidden fees, especially if you go with the open bar. All right, now if you get this last one, with no help from me, if you get this last one, you'll still win. Here we go. Here's your last limerick.
Yeah, I'm in the wedding. It's great. Till then, I just poke at my plate. Though meals are inviting, I put it in writing that I will not gain any
weight.
Right! Very good. According to a survey in Britain, 20% of brides are in favor of bridesmaid contracts, prenuptial contracts that make your bridesmaids legally culpable if they put on weight, drink too much at the reception, or hit on the groom. The idea may be a big hit with brides, but bridesmaids are less receptive. Trudy Dixon, the director of Brides Bootcamp, said, quote, I've been a bridesmaid several times, and if I was presented with a contract, I would suggest they find another friend to do the job.
Aren't these conflicting messages?
Yeah.
Don't lose any weight. Now get some implants.
Exactly. Well, we want you to look your best. Carl, how did Laura do in our quiz?
Well, Laura had two correct answers, Peter, and that's enough to win our prize.
Well done. Congratulations. Thanks for playing.